The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And we'll begin with this one from First for Women, Pretty in a Pastel Suit. Four ways to wear the perfect for spring trend. And they're showing four different looks from four different well-known to some people women. First, Kate Middleton. She's wearing a fitted suit in a light pink hue, attention-grabbing, and carves out feminine curves. It's a pantsuit. Actually, three-piece. There's a blouse under a blazer and matching pants, all the same shade of pink with a white belt. Amanda Holden, wearing a tailored lavender suit with shorts. They're not fitted shorts. They're the kind of shorts that almost look like skorts. This shows off legs and keeps you cool on warmer days. This is a very pretty Easter eggy kind of shade of lavender with a blazer and the shorts. Very nice. Kristen Davis, butter yellow suit brightens up your look and catches the light for luminous skin and hair. Hers also is a three-piece. This is more of a wide leg pants with a blouse and a blazer over top. Very pretty in a butter yellow. And Aja Naomi King, wearing a baby blue suit. It's a double-breasted jacket and wide leg pants optically elongate the body. She's not wearing a third piece, so it does dip kind of low. Very attractive looking light blue two-piece pantsuit. And some pastel picks, if I can say that, for standout style from your wardrobe. Of course, I encourage you to shop your own wardrobe and closet to see what you already have that fits this trend for spring. Save you some money and keep some clothes out of the landfill. First, they're showing a green jumpsuit. Looks like a suit set, but is a breeze to slip into. This is sleeveless, so it looks like wide leg pants and a vest. All one spring green color. Very nice. $54 from it's Siders Woven V-Neck Solid Pocket Cutout Vest Jumpsuit. Available on shopcider.com. I'll spell it shopcider.com. Next, they're showing a pink two-piece suit, pants and blazer. Details on a pink suit like shoulder pads in a blazer and pleated trousers stretch the figure from head to toe. $100 for the jacket, $50 for the pants. At Zara.com, Z-A-R-A, it's the double-breasted shoulder pad blazer. Can't believe shoulder pads are coming back in. And high waist ankle length pants. Next, lightweight blue vest and shorts suit set is perfect for warm weather and showcases a tasteful amount of skin. These are longer shorts, of course. Of course, they're not hot pants by any means. $78 for the vest, $58 for the shorts. At express.com, E-X-P-R-E-S-S.com. It's the racer back blazer vest and high-waisted, relaxed shorts. Next, the lavender, again, in the wider leg pants and blazer. Purple suits, wide leg pants are comfortable and also offer easy mobility. $96 for the jacket, $60 for the pants. Banana Republic Factory. That's Banana Republic Factory. GapFactory.com is the website, G-A-P. FACTORY.com. It's the sculpted suit blazer and sculpted wide leg trouser. Now, these may be available in other colors as well, but very beautiful. Rounded high neck yellow blazer adds modern polished pizzazz to a traditional suit. This is more of a Hillary Clinton looking jacket with the higher neck on it. $50 for the jacket, $32 for the pants at Sider, shopcider.com, again, shopcider.com. It's the round neckline, and it almost reaches right to the collarbone. Round neckline, button-up split blazer, and mid-rise flared trousers with belt. And then last, a shoe option. Pastel pointed toe heels pair well with any color suit. That's because they have several colors in a watercolor effect looking thing on the shoe. $45. It's the from Jessica Simpson is that shoe. Shows maybe a 3-inch heel. From DSW.com, it's the Nettles Pump. Quite attractive. From First for Women, help loved ones right-size their home. Tips for a smooth transition to assisted living or into a smaller space. 1. Ask for help. Build a support team, like a family member or a senior relocation expert, especially if your loved one has been in their home for decades, says Michelle Home Coach Hoff, H-O-F-F, author of Compassionate Decluttering. Instead of focusing on to-dos, ask what will maximize their safety and vibrancy. Next, explore options. The next step is to determine their best right-sizing option, like aging in place, downsizing, independent or assisted living, says Hoff. Include financial advisor or an estate planner to make informed decisions and to address concerns such as if in-home care is needed or renovations must be done. Next, clear clutter. Build a comprehensive decluttering plan based on your loved one's new space. If it's half the size of the current space, you'll need to reduce 50% of their stuff, Hoff advises. Sketch a floor plan to determine which cherished and functional items will fit. It can be an emotional process, so take your time. And resettle. When your loved one is ready to move, many senior relocation experts, Google senior relocation expert near me, they offer moving and estate sale services, says Hoff. The key is to make their new space personal with the items, photographs, and decor they love. That's what makes any space right-sized. Next, from Good Housekeeping, the secrets to healthy aging. How long you live isn't the only thing that matters. How well you live counts too. Experts are aiming their ample brain power at helping people stay sharp and active for as long as possible. Here are steps you can take now. First, address your stress. Being worried is human, but feeling chronically stressed speeds up aging, says Alyssa Eppel, PhD, director of the Aging, Metabolism, and Emotion Center at the University of California. Among its other effects, stress fuels low-grade inflammation that damages cells and affects the length of chromosome-protecting telomeres, she says. 4 strategies to ease that stress? First, take nature breaks. We've talked about this. Even short ones are great for reducing angst. According to a research review, one study showed there were benefits to spending just 20 to 30 minutes in nature a few times a week. Next, time travel mentally. One quick stress reducer is time distancing, a way to develop perspective that Apple recommends and often uses. Think about your biggest worries and ask yourself how much they will matter in a week, a month, or a year, or decades from now. Things you're sweating over today will almost always seem meaningless later, or at least not like the pivotal moments we currently imagine that they are. And they can be a real relief to remember this. Schedule inner me time. Meditate, write in a journal, or go for a brisk walk or run to get into a zen-like internal space, suggests Anna Lala, a cardiologist at Mount Sinai Hospital. This can inspire you to stay on track with other routines that help reduce your levels of stress. The days I take the time to meditate are the days I do the most healthy eating and exercise, Dr. Lala says, and designate a phone-free zone. Many of us are conditioned to check our smartphones dozens of times a day, but researchers have linked too much screen time to stress, anxiety, and poor sleep. Cutting back by, say, making Saturday morning a phone-free period in your home will lower your stress levels, especially when you use that time to move your body, as a study by German researchers showed. Next, watch your blood sugar. Having consistently high levels of blood sugar, of blood glucose, or levels that frequently swing between high and low, damages many cells. That sets the stage for diseases like diabetes and heart disease that can shorten health span. Try these ideas. Eat a Mediterranean diet. This style of eating, full of vegetables, fruits, high-quality fats from foods like olive oil and nuts, and proteins, particularly from fish, is not only ideal for overall health, but also a great way, to keep blood sugar in check. Start by adding some of these foods to each meal. Go green with your tea. Japanese researchers found that drinking green tea regularly lowered blood glucose levels in people without diabetes. One reason, it reduces the amounts of unhealthy bacteria in your gut. And track your sugar. If you're at high risk for heart disease and pre-diabetes, meaning elevated blood sugar levels that don't quite cross the diabetes threshold, you may benefit from extra monitoring to learn how your blood sugar changes based on what you eat. If your doctor has found that your A1C is above 5.7, despite your eating and exercising in what you believe is an optimal way, Dr. Lala suggests asking the doc whether temporarily wearing a continuous glucose monitor and checking it after eating different foods could help you make healthier choices. Next, move your body. Regular exercise, of course, keeps our muscles strong to help us stay active as we get older, but it can also fight inflammation throughout the body and keep insulin levels from going high enough to be cell damaging. Four ways to get that boost? Do something extra. We all need formal cardio, say walking, running, swimming, or playing pickleball. Ideally, shoot for at least 150 minutes each week. Doing it in spurts is fine, but it's wise to move all day long. Walk around your office every half hour. Sweep your kitchen before plopping down in front of the TV, and take the stairs whenever possible. Add strength training to the mix. Some form of resistance training is crucial. That could be lifting weights, using resistance bands, or doing body weight exercises. The loss of lean muscle mass is one of the biggest predictors of frailty in the elderly. Muscles grow when you feed them protein. But for optimal strength as you age, you may need more than the daily recommendations. We suggest 1.5 grams of protein per kilo of body weight, which means a 150-pound woman could take in 102 grams of protein daily. A smart tip? Include some protein in every meal, from foods like nuts, eggs, soy protein, lentils, beans, fish, and lean meat. And work on your balance. Yoga is a great way to do this. There are lots of free videos online if you can't get to a studio. It improves both muscle tone and balance, says Dr. Lala, which helps prevent falls and lets you move with ease. And protect your heart. Yes, heart disease is the top killer of women, but even when it's not fatal, it can leave people unable to lead active, thriving lives. The same is true for stroke. To keep your cardiovascular system in tip-top shape, prioritize exercise and try these tips. Rediscover your kitchen. It may seem easier to order takeout, but when you cook, you get to control portion sizes, use healthier ingredients, and limit added sugars and saturated fats. Make cooking fun by trying easy new recipes and amp them up with spices and flavor boosters like citrus, interesting vinegars, herbs, and ginger. Experiment with fermented foods. Fermented soy products like miso and natto can significantly lower the risk of high blood pressure when eaten regularly, Japanese researchers have found. And drinking the fermented dairy product kefir each day, try it in smoothies, may lower heart disease risk. Call your friends. People who feel lonely can have a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, and depression. Sign up for a group dance class and connect with others there. or start a book club with friends. Just picking up the phone and chatting with someone for 10 minutes a few times a week significantly reduces loneliness, research has found. And very last, get enough sleep. It's one of the most important things you can do to improve your health span, Dr. Kopecky says. While you snooze, your body repairs crucial tissue, including your heart. Aim to keep the same sleep schedule every day and create bedtime routine. Put aside your phone an hour before sleep and do something soothing. Maybe take a bath, read, meditate, or write down things you're grateful for, or all of the above. From First for Women, clever uses for kitchen magnets. Drop a screw, nail, or washer on the floor doing a home improvement project? To find the lost hardware in a flash, rub a large magnet, like a fridge magnet, along the ground where you dropped the piece. It will attract the lost object quickly, saving you the time of having to find the pieces yourself. That's very helpful. Some books recommended. Let's try a couple here. This is the charming true story. It's called The Penguin Lessons by Tim Mitchell, M-I-C-H-E-L-L. It's a memoir. It's a charming true story of Englishman Tom Michael, who travels to South America in 1975 to teach at a prep school. On a weekend trip to the sea, he saves a penguin covered in oil. He names the bird Juan Salvador. And the two form an unlikely bond as the penguin refuses to leave his rescuer's side. When Mitchell brings Juan back to school with him, the penguin becomes a campus hero, taking on the unlikely roles of therapist, confidant, and coach to the student body. Next, a historical mystery, The Cliffs by J. Courtney Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. Sullivan's Saints for All Occasions is one of my favorite books, so I couldn't wait to read this one, says Patty Bontico, First for Women's executive editor. When Jane Flanagan returns to her Maine hometown, she's appalled to see that an old Victorian house she loved as a teen has been modernized. The new owner thinks the house is haunted and asks Jane, an archivist, to research its history. As she does, Jane learns more about the home and herself than she ever imagined. The Heirloom, this is a piece of women's fiction by Jesse Rosen. Let's see. When Shay's boyfriend proposes with an heirloom ring, her excitement is clouded by her Nana's warning. Vintage engagement rings hold the karma of past relationships. With the help of a few people, Shay embarks on a journey overseas to find the ring's previous owners. Next, a thriller called The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose, R-O-S-E. And on the cover, they've actually got perfect, like almost scratched out. As soon as my friend told me this book was full of sharp twists and jaw-dropping turns, I downloaded it into my Kindle, says First Digital Managing Editor Louisa Marshall. This tale follows 33-year-old attorney Sarah Morgan. Sarah and her husband Adam have grown apart, but she's still shocked to learn he had a mistress. Now he's accused of murdering her, and Sarah is the one defending him in court. The story's dual perspectives add extra intrigue and had me questioning everyone, says Louisa, and Rose kept me guessing until the finale. It's a perfect blend of psychological tension and courtroom drama. From Woman's Day, May 25th is National Wine Day. Spain's Liquid Gold. This aged fortified wine made from white grapes comes in a few styles. First, and they're talking about sherry. Dry sherry, best before and with meals or for cooking. Types include Fino, Manzanilla, or Amontillado. Then there's sweet sherry, best with cheese or dessert, depending on the sweetness level. Cream sherry is a sherry that has no dairy, even though it says cream sherry. The name refers to its rich, smooth texture. And cooking sherry contains salt and preservatives and is not suitable for drinking. From First for Women, this is from the Carla Hall Food Network Star cookbook, I think. Down Home Deviled Eggs with Bacon. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time, 50, and it serves 12. We need 3 strips bacon, not thick cut, just the regular cut. 12 large eggs, kosher salt, 1 tablespoon white or cider vinegar, 1/3 of a cup of mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. In a medium skillet, cook the bacon over medium, turning occasionally until crisp, about 10 minutes. Drain on paper towels, let cool, and crumble. Put eggs in the pot. Add enough cold water to cover by an inch. Add a tablespoon of salt. Bring to a boil. Cover, remove from heat. Let stand 10 minutes. Fill the bowl with cool water. Gently roll the eggs on the counter to crack. Place in the water. Let sit for a bit. Peel. Pat dry. Trim a little slice from the top and bottom of the eggs. Cut in half crosswise. Transfer yolks to a bowl. Mash. Sprinkle vinegar over the top. Add the next 4 ingredients and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Stir until smooth. Season to taste. Transfer to a piping bag filled with the rosette tip and pipe into the whites. Now, if you don't have a piping bag, Carla says you can use a resealable bag like a Ziploc and snip a small hole in one corner. So pipe into the whites and then top with the bacon. Also from Carla Hall, molasses glazed ham. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 15, and this serves 10 to 12. All we need is a 7 to 9 pound smoked boneless ham, 1 cup of molasses, 2 oranges, 1 zested, both juiced, 3 tablespoons Dijon mustard plus additional. Heat oven to 325. Place ham on a rack in a large roasting pan, set aside. In medium saucepan over medium heat, whisk together the molasses, orange zest and juice, and 1 tablespoon of the Dijon. Let simmer 5 minutes, whisking occasionally. Remove from heat and let cool slightly. Brush 2 tablespoons mustard over the ham. Brush the glaze over and place in the oven, brushing with glaze every 15 minutes. Cook about 1 hour until the ham is warmed through and internal temperature registers 140. Transfer to a serving platter and serve with additional Dijon mustard on the side. From First for Women, carrot snack cake. Active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 2 hours and 30. This serves 9. It says kids of all ages will flip over these cinnamon-kissed squares topped with luscious cream cheese frosting. Well, when you put it that way. We need 2 cups self-rising flour, 1 cup packed light brown sugar, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon, 2 cups grated carrots, 1 cup of oil, 3 eggs beaten, 4 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1/4 cup of butter at room temperature, 2 cups confectioner's sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, and 9 carrot ribbons. That means you take your little potato peeler or vegetable peeler and go long ways down the carrot and make a big long ribbon. Heat oven to 350. Coat an 8-inch square baking pan with cooking spray. Line the bottom with parchment paper. In a large bowl, combine flour, brown sugar, and cinnamon. Whisk together the grated carrots, oil, and eggs till combined. Stir into the flour mixture. Transfer to the pan. Bake until toothpick inserted into the center comes out clean, 40 to 45 minutes. Let cool in the pan, 20 minutes. Transfer from the pan to a rack and let cool completely. On a medium speed, beat the cream cheese and butter until blended and smooth, about 2 minutes. On low, gradually beat in confectioner's sugar, then add the vanilla. On medium, beat until fluffy, another 2 minutes. Transfer cake to a serving plate, spread the frosting over the top, and cut into squares. Top each square with one of those carrot ribbons. From Good Housekeeping, this is a family favorite, ground turkey and snap pea pasta. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. Cook 12 ounces campanella pasta. Those are the little tubes that have kind of a lacy looking or ruffly looking edge to the tube. Anyway, cook 12 ounces of that per package directions. In the final minute of cooking, add 8 ounces of snap peas, which have been trimmed with strings removed and sliced into thirds on the bias. Cook 1 minute. Reserve 1 cup of the pasta water and then drain. Heat 2 tablespoons olive oil in a large skillet on medium. Add 1 large shallot chopped and cook, stirring occasionally until beginning to soften, 2 to 3 minutes. Then add 8 ounces of ground turkey, 94% lean, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and cook, breaking up into small pieces until nearly cooked through, 5 to 6 minutes. Stir in 2 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, and cook 1 minute more. Add 1/4 cup dry white wine, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon lemon juice, and simmer for 1 minute. Stir in 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, chopped. Toss in pasta and snap peas, 1/2 cup of the reserved pasta water, adding more if the pasta still seems dry, and 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, finely grated, about 1/4 cup. Oh, that's 1 ounce of Parmesan cheese, excuse me, about 1/4 cup. Fold in 1/2 cup of basil leaves, chopped. Serve topped with the remaining chopped basil, additional lemon zest, additional Parmesan, and drizzle of oil if desired. And that serves 4. A natural cure for depression? A powerful tool for fighting the blues could be in your kitchen, say Harvard researchers. In their study, women who ate 1 orange a day had a 20% lower risk of depression. Why? Turns out those who ate more citrus had higher levels of, good Lord, Faecalibacterium prausnitzii, a good bacteria that boosts levels of the mood-lifting brain chemicals serotonin and dopamine. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, 919-832-5138. Thanks for listening. See you next time.